listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So the situation for the Golden State Warriors, a lot of injuries. Could it have some effect on how they perform, not only in Game 3, but moving forward, and how Vegas sees Golden State's future in this series?
That's a pro throw right there, kids. All right. Fez, what did we say in the first segment? Injuries matter. We know they matter. Lines move because of them. Think about Elon Musk. Famous guy, a pretty amazing thinker, many believe, I believe. He said a few things on Twitter like, hey, and again, this is a paraphrase, is, hey, maybe I'll just take Tesla private. You know, I've got people that probably would back it. And I think he got a $20 million fine saying he was trying to influence the markets. Now, why does the SEC, not the Southeastern Conference, Securities and Exchange Commission, why? Because people's money's at stake. Don't play around with people's money, Darren Revell. Oh, but we'll get to that later. The fact of the matter is, how much is being bet now? Now, I get the idea that before you could say, all those weirdos in Vegas, did you ever read Stephen King's The Stand? Yeah, that's where Randall Flagg went. They're bad out there. Yeah, I get it. We've been demonized, and that's fine. I kind of like it. But now it's not just Vegas. It's not just Nevada. And there are hundreds of millions of dollars at stake on this NBA Finals. If you take series price, you take future bets, hundreds of million.
Now let me be even more frank.
You can't be any clearer than that. That's what's at stake. Do you really believe that Kevin Durant's injury has been reported honestly? I gave Steve Kerr about as much love as you can give a coach yesterday. I think he's a brilliant coach. And if you're not going to force him to give information that might help the other team, he's not going to do it, NBA. But there's hundreds of millions being bet. And if everyone doesn't know, you can be certain that somebody knows. Because we talked about college football. How does it happen? Those syndicates betting hundreds of thousands have trainers all across the country, allegedly. And if you give us good information, it might be 10K. So imagine a trainer figures there might be once every 2 years. I call that friend. The guy in Vegas doesn't even know my name. It happens all the time.
It does. And I mean, look, for those trainers that are only making $30,000 a year, hey, once every 2 years, that extra $10,000 certainly helps a lot.
And I'll be honest, guys, if I was just looking at my betting bankroll, I wouldn't use this humongous national platform, 200 radio stations, Fox Sports Radio. Think about it. Dan Patrick, Colin Cowherd, Doug Gottlieb, and here we come. How many people you think are listening? And then think about, I'm choosing to spend the precious time talking about this. Why? Because of you. You don't think I'm going to hear about a lot of this stuff before the inside information benefits me? I mean, Fez, yeah, I know you don't like talking about this. I won't force you to. But hey, someone tells you something, you're not going to think, what are the ethics of it? If you know a quarterback's out, you're betting it.
Absolutely. It's legal.
And you're finding out. You're not finding out as soon as Billy did back in the day. Billy Walters, look it up on YouTube. 60 Minutes profile was very good, I thought, years ago. But you're in that next group. And Brad knows you, so he's in the next group.
Yep.
It's the way it happens. Brad's only been here 2 years.
That's why Brad's got to keep his phone closer to him at night when he gets late night texts.
Yeah, you got to wonder what's happening at night with Brad.
I do.
That's a whole podcast there. But I mean, it is a black hole. It is true. But he does get up like at 5:30 or something. Let's give him credit. It's because you're betting your money, and I get it. It's almost like what are the stages of grief? These leagues don't want to admit that it's gambling. They want to make the money. They want their integrity fee, but it's spreading across the country. And there's millions at stake. And if you don't give accurate injury reports, you are giving an unfair advantage to those who are doing things that could be borderline illegal. Again, each state has their own little thing, but if you have inside information, or at least you're paying for it in a betting market, I don't know the laws of that. I know it doesn't feel right to me at all.
He had to know everything, this guy. He'd find out the kind of inside stuff nobody else knew, and that's what he put his money on.
Well, do we want that or don't we? It's in the league's power. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Jonas, I love the beat writers. The guys you might not even, or I might not know how to pronounce their name, but they are embedded. They know by the inflection of a guy's voice, is he optimistic or not? I think there's a key takeaway here with Clay and his likelihood to play.
That's right. Tim Bontemps, who is a writer for ESPN, covers the NBA, sent out a tweet that knowing Klay Thompson, the way Klay Thompson worded his injury status for Game 3, he did not
feel
optimistic.
And I think more than just worded, but I saw the video, and I think tone of voice, I mean, it was, and it may be his real takeaway because he is an insider, was the phrases, you know, the words.
Yes. But
if you watch, it's around Twitter. I mean, this guy, he's saying, I can't see myself not playing. And then he shakes his head.
And it's Klay Thompson who's battled through injuries before. He didn't miss any time last year when he had an issue with his ankle, I believe. So for him to be this sort of pessimistic with his own status, I think speaks volumes.
You know, what's interesting is, well, let's look at the numbers first. We actually have quantified, and Brad Powers did this straight out of Vegas, about, and what years does this span?
Last 5 years.
All right, so Clay's, you know, the tenure of this team as a championship team.
Yep.
All right, so Golden State with Clay, without Clay?
With Clay, the Warriors win about 80% of their games with Clay. They cover a little bit more than half the time with Clay.
So 80% straight up, covering more than half.
Covering more than half. Without Clay, they only win, the Warriors, around 46% of the games, and even less than that.
So 46% straight up. Now, how many games is that?
It's only 24.
All right. So,
but quarter of a season.
Yeah, but the record in those games,
11-13.
And the record in the hundreds of games with Clay, the winning percentage.
They are 80% winning percentage.
All right, think about this. Not, he didn't make the All-NBA, but this is maybe the best team in the history of the NBA. And when they don't have Clay Thompson, they are below average for a quarter season. Fez, you had them a point and a half, I think.
Two and a half points.
You're lying. No, you're just making stuff up.
No, I'm not making it up. Let me clarify. 2.5 points when Durant doesn't play, because Clay becomes much more important when Durant is out.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is just plus minus, and this is from, boy, Jonas, I need you, baby. It's Tom Haberstroh?
Tom Haberstroh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at
I
you.
I don't need him. Yeah. I was right there. All right. Well-known guy, just a tough name. He put out the plus minus for the NBA Finals only since 2015. So 15, 16, 17, you know, et cetera. Number one on Golden State, Iguodala, plus 164. Draymond Green second, Curry third, Durant fourth. Now, Durant is fourth at plus 119, plus minus. Klay Thompson's fifth at plus 60. So on one hand, the stats say that maybe the best team of all time, Golden State, at least if you look at the odds relative to their competition, best team of all time, it's unequivocal. No team's ever been minus 150 or more to start the season. And Golden State's been on three straight years. Mm-hmm. And they've been pretty much a majority of the season since. Michael and the Bulls were Michael and the Bulls versus the field, pretty much even money. So on one hand, that team is below 500 in about 25 games without Klay Thompson. On the other hand, Klay Thompson is the least valuable with not real plus minus, but plus minus. It's interesting.
Straight out of Vegas! Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
So we know that the run for Jeopardy James is over as he lost last night. Now, some people found out sooner than others, thanks to your buddy Darren Revelle, RJ. But that being said...
Well, if by saying that for like 5 years he stole my tweets without attribution, yes, we're very close.
But that being said, there is a Vegas angle to Jeopardy James and the impressive run that he was on.
You've seen Darren Revelle on video, right?
Yes.
You know, on Twitter, he said that he was 5'11".
Okay, yeah.
I stood next to him
at
the
Jamaican.
Super Bowl.
And I'm Jamaican, sure.
I'm like 5'10 and three quarters, and honestly, he had to be 3 or 4 inches shorter than me. In fact, I saw him, that the quarterback that Arizona picked was right there, too.
Yeah, Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray was taller than Darren Revelle.
Mm.
And how tall is Murray?
5'9".
Well, he measured 5'10". At the combine 5'11", but we were thinking he's more 5'9".
Well, he was like 4 inches. I mean, it was, I don't want to say, yeah. Anyway, let's move on. This Jeopardy was amazing. It was a professional batter. You know, we'll dig into the numbers even more tomorrow, but he finally lost. And this was the game that if he would have had a big game, he would have became the all-time champion. And Brad, you've got just a few numbers. We got about 40 seconds. Give us the highlights. Fezzik took up too much time, and tomorrow we'll get even dig deeper.
Yeah, so Jeopardy James finished winning a little bit more than $2.4 million, just about 50.
By the way, I saw the tax hit on that because it's in
Yeah, his take-home is going to be about a little over $1 million. So he's got to give up almost half of that money that he won.
Hey, now.
He correctly answered, of all of them, 97% of all questions he correctly answered.
Now, what's fascinating is the reason he lost yesterday was he was getting so many daily doubles. And he was being so aggressive, but he didn't get one daily double, which is purely random. And someone played almost perfectly and beat him.
Yeah, Emma got the daily doubles in the double round, and that's why he lost.
And, you know, we waited actually until the world got to see it before we reported on it. Just a courtesy.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.